Pickleball Warriors, ace your recovery routine and reduce your injuries. Pickleball is absolutely the fastest growing sport, if not in the United States, but possibly in the world, and has been around since 2019. In our regenerative orthobiologic practice, we are seeing a lot of injuries, and the key to injury reduction is prevention. We're going to talk about the injury prevention models. For the upper and lower extremities, we also have some back pain prevention. The most important thing is to have a routine and use that routine regularly. It does not have to be long. I mean, you just got off the court, you've had a great match or series of matches, you've laughed, you've joked with people, you've had a great time and you want to continue connecting. But before you hop in the car and go home and get back into the rest of your life, take a few moments. It's super important to stretch because the extremity injuries are typically from wear and tear, overuse. So you need to release the tension in those muscles through some specific stretches. We're going to go over just a couple of them and you can see how fast it can happen. While you're working on your upper extremity, just think about stretching the pecs. You can change that to a posterior arm grasp with your core tight, your butt tucked in, and your abs tight. Drop those shoulder blades together, drop your chin, and raise up. That will bring the stretch further. You can also take one arm across the body, not up here, but drop it down, and don't pull on the elbow joint itself. Come onto the forearm, and that stretches the posterior aspect of your shoulder. So many of your shots should actually be coming from your shoulder, not your elbow, not your wrist. But even the best get tight at the elbow and the wrist. So let's stretch that shoulder because it's worked so hard for us. Move into the triceps. Again, core is tight, abs are tucked in, dropping the chin to the chest and feel the stretch into the triceps. Move into the other tricep. So far, so good. Move the wrists around just to make sure that they are not tight. You can stretch the extensors of the wrist and now the flexors of the wrist, the extensors of the wrist, forearm on the backside, the flexors of the wrist, forearm on the front side. Move the shoulders around, feel nice and loose. Move into the lower extremities. Start with the groin, feet more than hips distance apart. Put your hands on your hips. You can do a bend forward. Now shift that weight so that you feel the stretch into the groin on this side. You can change that by rotating, move the toes to the sky, and you can turn that into more of a hamstring stretch on that side. You can reach towards the toe. This is without a lot of footprint, right? You're just in one little spot. You can move into this stretch here for the hams, or you can take it specifically into the groin, making sure that you're doing the same things right and left. Another good quad stretch is taking the hand. You can hold on to something if you need to. Drive that knee straight towards the ground, not out, not out, not too far back. Core is tight and hold that knee. Feel the stretch on the front of your quads. Do the same thing on the opposite side. So again, not out, not out, not too far front, but drive the knee down, holding on, checking your balance. So that's a nice gentle stretch. Another thing that can help is sitting on the ground and doing reaches forward, or you can sit on a bench at the court, just leaning forward, stretching your back, or if you don't have that, you can just lean down towards touching your toes. You can change that into more of a heel stretch and a calf stretch by going to a supportive area, put your toes to the sky, and lean forward, and now that's a calf stretch. On the opposite, lean forward in a calf stretch. Similarly, you could do this on a box, on a step itself, and you can hang off of that box with another stretch down like this. Again, holding your core tight, just stretching those calves. You want to prevent injury. Another thing that can prevent injury is that you're hydrating lots and lots of water. If you're eating, you probably don't need electrolyte drinks. It's a lot of extra calories that we just don't need. So if you're eating, you're getting your electrolytes from your food. If it is an endurance race, something greater than 2.5 to 3 hours at very high intensity, then you might consider adding some electrolytes in. Otherwise, water, water, water. That's all you need. Another thing that can help with a post-pickleball recovery is a massage gun. We've got tiny little portable ones that you can use right there on the court. If you're feeling particularly tight, specifically in your quads, you can work on that here. I like it on the IT band specifically. It can really help up and down that IT band, which can be super tight. I forgot to show you an IT band stretch, but that is another quick, simple one. This also has many other attachments that you can use for things like prevention of tennis elbow, which is now being called pickleball elbow. And you can place that over the lateral elbow, not on the bone itself in general for these massages, but that can kind of help release the extensors of the forearm, which can get super tight, and that can then cause some wear and tear or tendinopathy, tendonitis. So these can be helpful. You can also use it on the shoulder. Remember we said that this is all about the shoulder with your pickleball. So on the anterior front part of your shoulder, on the posterior back part of your shoulder. This is also a nice little recovery tool. Another recovery tool that I like, rather than taking a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory, which can cause ulcers, and a lot of people with kidney disease can't take them, is they like a topical CBD cream. This one particular is made from hemp, and using just a tiny little amount the size of a garbanzo bean would cover the entire area. So if you're feeling some pain there, it is a non-opioid, non-steroidal, non-addictive substance that can be used to help with the recovery. So every time you play pickleball, just take a good 5 minutes to stretch, maybe work something out with a massage gun, do hydration on your way back home and continue to hydrate throughout the day, and reduce the likelihood of you having an overuse injury, lateral epicondylitis, rotator cuff tear, wrist sprains and strains, other elbow. It could even be medial depending on how you're playing. A lot of people get knee issues, quad issues, Achilles tendon tears, ankle sprains. So prevention is the key. I'll see you out on the pickleball court. If you have knee pain and would like to learn more, I have a worksheet called 5 Things to Do Now to Reduce Your Knee Pain Within a Week. Go to www.kneeboostnow.com to download it for free. I'd love to hear from you, so please like, subscribe, and comment below so I can help you get out of your knee pain.
This media is for general informational purposes only, does not constitute the practice of medicine, nursing, or other professional healthcare services, including the giving of medical advice. No doctor-patient relationship is formed. Use of this information and the materials linked to this media is at the user's own risk. The content on the media is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Users should not disregard nor delay in obtaining medical advice from any medical condition they have, and they should seek the assistance of their healthcare professionals for any such conditions.